This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. You'll be rocking with the Allman Brothers Band later on Cincinnati Edition when I talk to Alan Paul about his new book, One Way Out, The Inside History of the Allman Brothers Band. Despite losing two of its original band members in motorcycle accidents and facing much turmoil within the band, the group's marking its 45th anniversary. But before that, dinner before the music. What are your favorite new restaurants here in Cincinnati? What dishes have you found to be delicious? Taking your calls and emails, 513-419-7100, or email talk at wvxu.org. Of course, you can post on Facebook and also send us a tweet. And in the studio with me is the new dining editor for Cincinnati Magazine, Joanne Drilling. The cover story of the March issue is the top 10 best new restaurants, plus 6 standout desserts, 5 great bar menus, and 4 dishes we miss. And Joanne's here to share some insight into that cover story and much more. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition, Joanne.
Hi, thanks.
I know that you are a chef and worked at a number of places here in Cincinnati, but fill us in on your background and share the story of how you went from using a food processor to a word processor.
Okay, well, I would say there was a pivotal situation there where I had a child. Aha. So I went from working 60 hours a week, nights, weekends, holidays, to actually wanting to be home during that time. And so I transitioned from cooking in a restaurant to writing about food.
And talk about the restaurants you've been at, because I know you were at Murfin Ridge for a while.
I worked at Murfin Ridge, which is a bed and breakfast out in Adams County, Ohio. And then I was a chef at Slim's for a couple years. And I also worked at the Maisonette and Pigalle's with Sean Robert.
Now, is there any reason all these restaurants you used to work at are closed now?
No. I know, right? I ran them out of business.
When did you come to Cincinnati? You know, it's been a couple of years since Slim's closed, and of course, Pigalle's years before that. Maisonette's been closed for 9 years. When did you come to Cincinnati and enter the food scene here?
I did grow up here, and then I went away to college. I went to Indiana University, and I studied abroad. I lived in Germany for a couple years. And which is living in Europe and traveling and everything. And I went from eating meatloaf and a very, straightforward Midwestern diet to trying all these crazy things chanterelle mushrooms and different goat cheeses and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, this is what I want to do. I just want to keep cooking. And so, I came back and I finished my education and then I started cooking for a living.
So how long have you been the dining editor for Cincinnati Magazine?
Since about mid-December.
Okay, so fairly new to the job, and look what the first thing they do. they bring in and say the best, 10 best new restaurants, though they're actually written by Jeff Matthews.
Yes.
The reviews there. But let's talk about the state of the food scene here in Cincinnati. I mean, you've been involved both behind the counter and now on the other side.
Right.
What have you noticed about the way this food scene here is just seem to be blossoming?
Yeah, I mean, it just keeps getting better. It's pretty incredible. And I think a big part of it is that the people aren't leaving. Finally, people aren't leaving. Because what was happening, especially when I was younger, when I was cooking, like at the Maisonette, which was like 15, 16 years ago, is that people would learn a little bit and get a little bit better, and myself included. I went and cooked in Atlanta for a couple years in between there. Because you think, after I cook at the Maisonette or after I cook at Pigalle's or the Palace or somewhere that's kind of like the really top shelf, here in Cincinnati, what do? I go to Chicago, I go to New York, I go to Atlanta, I go to Paris. But finally, that's kind of coming to a close where people go away and they come back, kind of the way I came back. And, David Falk is a great example of that. He cooked at the Maisonette. He was working there right before I was. And then he went to Chicago and he worked for Charlie Trotter and did some different things. I think he may have worked in Italy as well. And then he came back. And so, I think there is this kind of reinvestment of the talent coming back to Cincinnati. And I think that's a big part of it. Jose Salazar is a prime example. He came to work at the Palace. He worked there, and instead of just getting up and going to the next, big deal job, he decided to stay here, and he's opened his own restaurant. And that kind of, reinvestment is what's making the dining scene better.
Jean Robert, too.
Yeah.
Jean Robert.
Yeah, he could have, same thing. Once the Maisonette was, his tenure was over there, he could have, gone to London. He could have gone back to New York. He could have gone anywhere, but he stayed.
I'm talking to Joanne Drilling. She's the dining editor for Cincinnati Magazine, talking about their cover issue of the top 10 best new restaurants in Cincinnati. Which one's your favorite? What dishes do you enjoy? Give us a call at 513-419-7100. Email us, talk@wvxu.org. Give us a tweet or check up on Facebook. Laura emailed and suggested, before we get into our list, Joanne, a meatball kitchen on Short Vine. Are you familiar with that?
I am. I should clarify, we had to have a cutoff point. So there was a couple restaurants that, you know, did open, like Nouveau opened right after our cutoff point, Meatball Kitchen. We definitely had a handful of places, Red Feather, and people are like, what about these great restaurants? And, you know, we did have to make a cutoff point, but I have been to Meatball Kitchen. I went there with my son, and we really enjoyed it.
Well, let's lay out what the criteria are, because when you were putting together, when this article was coming together, when Jeff Matthews was going out and doing it, what is the new in the
right.
best new restaurants?
And there is a lot of air quotes around new, because it is kind of a quirky thing. I mean, we kind of like looked back over like about the last, I want to say a year, year and a half, and pretty much with the start of Metropole really capped off this like surge in new restaurants here in the city. And so we pretty much started there. And then I think the last one was Salazar. It was literally like the week we decided to draw the line was the week they opened.
Oh, so yeah. Made it in under the deadline.
Exactly.
As it goes along. So in looking, as I said, you're the dining editor, and it was Jeff Matthews who's the new food reviewer, correct?
Right.
Restaurant reviewer.
So when Donna Covrette left, and Donna had the job for, I think, 8 or 9 years, so she really made her mark with the magazine. And so they wanted to change it up just a little bit. So they had Jeff writing the main reviews when I started. And my job is actually that I sort of manage the dining coverage for the magazine. So I decide what we write about and who's going to write about it. And then everyone sends me their writing and I kind of put it together in a nice cohesive voice. So we all sort of sound similar, not the
yes.
same, but we all have a similar, you know, kind of tone. And, but Jeff is really the person who was going out and, you know, deciding which one was number three and which one was number five, so to speak.
Exactly. So we have 1 through 10 on the 10 best new restaurants in Cincinnati. The cover story for the March issue of Cincinnati Magazine. We're talking about it on Cincinnati Edition here. And taking your calls at 513-419-7100. And I will mention also in this issue is the back of the house at home and in the kitchen with four local chefs, that an article that Joanne did write. And number 10 on the list is the M Wood-Fired Oven in Hyde Park. And this was one I've not been to yet, but this is something, again, someone who has stayed here in Cincinnati.
Right. Alex Mashaki is someone who came. I think he originally came to work at the Palace. You know, Alex is North African and he's worked for a significant amount of time in Italy. But he came here and, you know, he ended up staying. He and his wife, Deborah, live here locally. And he was originally a partner at Cumin when it was also there in East Hyde Park. And then they have since closed Cumin. M is a fairly new restaurant, but they have an even newer restaurant called Ash. But M is all built around a wood-fired oven, so they do, you know, a lot of, like, flatbreads and pizzas, and I think they do, like, a roasted chicken and some things like that.
Some real Mediterranean roots.
Exactly.
As it goes along. And while this is in Hyde Park, a majority of the restaurants that are on the top 10 list, best new restaurants in Cincinnati Magazine, are mainly downtown and over the Rhine.
They are. And, of course, you know, we've heard some feedback, let's put it that way.
Okay.
We've heard some feedback about that. And I think one of the things that's really important to understand for the dynamic of that is that 3CDC is obviously, you know, trying to engage in or creating a real, I know the word gentrification is looked down on, but kind of a renaissance of that area. And they're trying to rebuild a lot of those buildings and really strengthen a historic part of the city. And so there have been a lot of, you know, tax abatements and some financial incentives given to young chefs to come there to open their businesses. And so I think that's a big reason that you have a lot of this young talent coming there to open and maybe not in Mason or Westchester or something like that.
Oh, well, you know, great vibe with Washington Park being,
exactly.
you know, growing up and, of course, the beautiful historic buildings
exactly.
in Over the Rhine.
Exactly.
Including one at 1400 Ray Street, where number 9 on the list of the top 10 best new restaurants from Cincinnati Magazine is located, and that is the restaurant Zula.
Exactly. Vic Silverberg is the chef there, and again, he's someone who came to Cincinnati. I believe he came to work at the Celestial and has stayed. He worked at some catering companies here around town, and he is doing similar to him, kind of a sort of a pan-Mediterranean thing there. He does a lot of different kinds of mussels and some flatbreads and things. Has a really nice eclectic wine list.
Well, we were talking before we went on the air, and you said as the new dining editor at Cincinnati Magazine that you wanted to hear from people about restaurants all around, and especially some of the ethnic restaurants.
Yes, especially the small ethnic restaurants. They have a really special place in my heart because so often they're just little mom-and-pop businesses. People are working really, really, really hard, you know, to keep them going. And I know there's so many in different pockets of the city that I can't know about all of them at one time. So anytime people have information or they've been to a great little Thai restaurant or Korean restaurant, I'd love to hear about it.
And anywhere, even if it is in Mason and Westchester.
Exactly, exactly. All areas.
513-419-7100 as we're talking to Cincinnati Magazine dining editor Joanne Drilling. And Richard from Westchester, he might have one of those suggestions
Perfect.
For you here, Joanne. Richard, you're on the air. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Well, thank you. And as a matter of fact, I do have that ethnic recommendation you were just talking about, and it is in Westchester. My daughter and I have absolutely fallen in love with this restaurant that's only been open a few months now called Pho 96, serving that very famous Vietnamese beef noodle soup. And it is absolutely delicious, and it is so popular that the parking lot is now something that people are coveting spaces like you would not believe just to get into this new little ethnic restaurant out here in Westchester.
That is wonderful. I've actually heard about it. So we're moving forward on that, I want you to know. But I'm glad to hear when the parking lot is congested, that's a really good sign, isn't it?
And we have yet to actually be in the restaurant itself without it also being full. And naturally, with a lot of ethnic members of the Vietnamese family, you would say. So that is another sign that it is rather pure in its ethnic background, and you're getting the real thing.
Well, thank you, Richard. Appreciate the tip, and thank you for your call on Cincinnati Edition. And that is, you know, I noticed in looking at the list that there's quite a mix of foods. When we talked about the two we've already talked about, Joanne, they're mainly Mediterranean influence. But number eight on the list is a little place on Madison Road in Madisonville, Mazunte Tacos, one of these ethnic little hole in the walls you might miss if you don't.
Yes,
watch
it is in a strip mall. It's next to the Rainbow Car Wash. People are like, where is it? And I say Rainbow Car Wash, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, Rainbow Car Wash. So,
so tell us
the
about
mile
this
marker.
Restaurant.
It is. It's just a teeny tiny little strip mall storefront, but amazing tacos. The owner, Josh Wamsley, actually went to Oaxaca for a while, and he studied – well, I won't say he studied, but he worked with a lot of different people to kind of understand the flavors and the techniques and everything. And they're consistently turning out really, really great tacos. I go regularly.
We're talking about the top 10 best new restaurants named in Cincinnati Magazine's March issue here on Cincinnati Edition. You can chime in with your favorite new selections and what you like to eat at 513-419-7100. Mike from Hyde Park, you're on Cincinnati Edition. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. It's not exactly a new restaurant, but it's constantly changing the menu, and JR's Table downtown, particularly for Lent right now, their mussels four-way at the bar with a decent glass of wine is just a spectacular way to end the day. And I'm also a big fan of their surf and turf tartare. I don't know other places that are doing these things, and they're just easy, simple, wonderfully flavored, and you know, the ambiance and the people there are really terrific.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. And Jean Robert, as we mentioned here, Joanne, someone who stayed in Cincinnati and continues to open restaurants and
does
some amazing things.
Yeah, lots for charity. And, you know, he really is he's really the culinary godfather, I like to think of it, you know, for so many of the cooks in town, myself included.
And Jean Robert's Table, as Mike said, something new all the time.
All the time, yes.
Amazing stuff. So number seven of the top 10 best new restaurants in Cincinnati is down and over the Rhine again on Vine Street, the Eagle OTR. Now, this is one I've not been to. What can you tell me about the Eagle OTR?
Well, you need to go there very soon.
Well, the pictures I see, I want to go there now. So.
Exactly. Well, first of all, it's such a great cozy little space. You know, it opened in the dead of winter, and of course we've had this crazy, crazy winter, and it's tight, it's cozy. They, you know, they have really the like funky nostalgic lighting, and you know, a lot of kind of those antiqued mirror panels and everything. So it just feels like it's cozy and that it's been there for a long time. And lots of fried chicken. They had an amazing Moscow Mule, which comes in like a big, almost like beer stein kind of thing. Just wow. Great. Lots of local beers. You know, you really can't miss it. I've heard that everything, people are waiting everything from like, you know, 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon to like, you know, 4 o'clock on a Thursday, Thursday evening. So I don't know when's a good time to tell people to go, but you should go.
So that's number 7, the Eagle OTR on Vine Street in Over the Rhine, as we talk about the top 10 best new restaurants here on Cincinnati Edition. And taking your calls to 513-419-7100. Michelle from Facebook is wondering, Joanne, if you could tell us the last time Cincinnati had several 4- and 5-star restaurants more than in any other city. I know the Masonette, of course, well known for its long-time run of stars.
Right. That was actually, the Masonette was the longest-running mobile 5-star restaurant. And I think the mobile guide is different now. It is no longer the mobile guide. I think it's called something else. I'm spacing it right now. But there's different kinds that, you know, AAA has some ratings, a restaurant industry called DiRona, obviously the Zagat Guide. I think right now, pretty much the restaurant that's received the most official stars or what have you is pretty much Orchids. Mm-hmm. for right now. But, you know, we do have the reinvention of Boca, so that definitely, I think, will do well in the coming year as those come out.
Well, I was going to say, just in the list of the top 10 here, mm-hmm. I see many possibilities
exactly.
that could arise in making those. And from a restaurateur or a chef's perspective, is that something you're striving for, or is that just something that is nice when it happens as it goes along because you're too busy making the food like you do on a daily basis anyhow?
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, for a restaurant like Boca, I mean, they are trying to be fine dining. They are focusing on that, you know, that kind of ultimate dining experience. And so I would say for them, they are shooting for that. But when I think of something more like, you know, maybe more like Salazar, where they're a small neighborhood spot, and you know, Jose has worked in a lot of those really high-profile pressure cooker kinds of kitchens, and I would say, you know, he maybe just really wants to cook good food for like a dining room full of 30 people. I mean, you know, sometimes the pressure of that, you know, I'm not sure if you have followed, you know, sometimes in France with the Michelin guide, you know, we actually, I think it was like 8 or 10 years ago, there was a chef who actually killed himself because of the pressure of that. And so I think, you know, a lot of chefs, especially some of the younger chefs, are more focused on just putting out a really good product that they can feel good about and, you know, and taking good care of their diners than necessarily it being all about the critics and the numbers.
Blessing and a curse,
yes.
It can be.
Yes.
As it goes along. New restaurants in Cincinnati. That's what we're talking about on Cincinnati Edition today. 513-419-7100. Stephen in OTR is calling with a question, maybe a statement here. Stephen, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Hey. Hi, Joanne. Great to hear from you.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
Really happy with your new position. Congratulations so much.
Thanks.
So do you have a recommendation, Stephen?
I absolutely did. With everything from the anniversary with Daniel Wright and what they've accomplished in Over the Rhine was putting kind of one of those anchor places in of Senate and opened up Abigail Street. Looking forward to their Pontiac Bourbon and Barbecue restaurant.
Definitely. I think a lot of people are looking forward to some barbecue down there.
So the Daniel Wright in the Senate, this really was kind of one of the pioneers in Over the Rhine.
Exactly. He and his wife both really, they really were. And they started with Senate and then Abigail Street. And they were just recently named in an article in USA Today as, you know, part of what makes the Cincinnati food scene great.
Well, another Over the Rhine place, one at in the 1300 block of Vine Street, is Quan Hapa, number 6 on the list of the top 10 best new restaurants in Cincinnati. What can you tell us about this place?
Right. This is from the guys who are the Fo Ling Thang group. So they started Fo Ling Thang at the Findlay Market, and then they have Quan Hapa, and now they also have Cafe Ling Thang, which is down there in the old Enzo space in Over the Rhine. And this one is great. They just do kind of a funky mix of Pan-Asian street food. So the in the magazine, the big picture is the okonomiyaki pancake, which is like this enormous hash brown kind of thing with, you know, lots of bacon, or I think you can also get it with shrimp and green onions and mayonnaise sauce, and it's definitely greasy and rich, but it's really good.
Really? Well, I'm hungry talking about all these places.
Exactly.
I yeah. don't know how long I'll last here. We'll have to see. Number five on the list, in the former space occupied by La Normandie, Sato.
Yes. I really love this restaurant. We went there for actually all the ladies in my family, except for one of my sisters. I come from a kind of a big family, have February birthdays. And so we all do one big, like, going out to dinner. And we went there and we had such a wonderful time. I mean, it's dark, it's cozy. It could be a really great romantic restaurant if that's what you're going for. And the pasta is incredible. They're making it there on the premises. There's actually a little window. You can watch the guys and girls rolling out the pasta and shaping it. So it's a great restaurant for the city.
Talking about the top 10 best new restaurants in Cincinnati, the cover story for this month's Cincinnati Magazine with the dining editor Joanne Drilling here on Cincinnati Edition. Taking your calls, too, at 513-419-7155. Maria in Over the Rhine, you're on Cincinnati Edition. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Not bad. What do you have to recommend?
All the restaurants on this list, and they're all great. The one I have is actually in Mason. It's called Szechuan Bistro.
Oh, yes, we know all about that one.
Yes, it is absolutely amazing. They have a special authentic Chinese menu, Szechuan menu in the back, and I live in OTR, so me and my husband make that 40-minute drive just to go there because their food is absolutely amazing.
Well, there's another one.
Is.
You're looking for those, but that's one you're familiar with.
It is amazing. The first time I went there was when I was pregnant, and I ate everything inside. It was amazing. It was really good. Lots of super, super spicy food for people who like that, too.
Well, thank you for your call, Maria. Greatly appreciated.
Thanks, guys.
Leonardo, either on Facebook or Twitter, said Maribel's in Oakley's is an amazing place. Christine suggest Buenos Terra Crepes and More in Mount Lookout. Mm-hmm. And let me see. We have Mickey from Walnut Hills who has a suggestion. It looks like one in Northside. Hello, Mickey. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, how are you? Thank you both for doing this. And Joanna, I just wanted to let you know about a new restaurant that opened about 9 months ago, maybe, after the cutoff date for your contest, called Ruth's Parkside Cafe. And it is five-star food, if you ask me. It's in Northside. It's run, maitre d', owned by David Tape, who used to be the maitre d' at Bacchus. He ran Mullane's for many, many years for the sake of a mother who had owned the place and died, and so he kept the restaurant going until her children were of age. He has donated to so many arts organizations. He's a humble, beautiful, it's a beautiful experience to go into that restaurant.
It is. I have been. Yes, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you have?
I have. We reviewed it. It was our main review in the February issue. And I can tell you that our reviewer, Jeff, really enjoyed it as well. In fact, one of their desserts, I think it's the butter cake, is featured in this March issue. Let's see. Yes, the butter cake from Ruth's Parkside Cafe. It's on page 71, if you've got the magazine there. And it's incredible.
Well, thank you, Mickey. Greatly appreciate you pointing that
Thanks
out.
Thanks for calling.
And there, you know, Slim's in Northside, and there's been a lot of action in Northside
exactly.
as well, mm-hmm. almost as much as in Over the Rhine.
Definitely. It's another neighborhood where it's always changing. You know, people are always reinvesting in their community.
513-419-7100. She is Joanne Drilling, the dining editor for Cincinnati Magazine. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, and we're talking about the cover story for the March issue, the top 10 best new restaurants in our city. Number four, another one in Over the Rhine, Kaze. And
right.
This is a different bend, one we haven't seen on the list yet, with a bit of a Japanese kick.
Exactly. And it's a beautiful space, first of all. It's in the old color building down there on Vine Street, which I think was originally the gym where Ezra Charles trained.
Yes, and well, as a matter of fact, back when I was painting houses in college, it's where I went to get my paint, too. So boxing and house paint.
So you know it. Really, it's a beautiful space. They're obviously doing great sushi, things like that, but to me, the dish that is such a stunner is the ramen soup. You know, the broth is just incredible. It's a mix of pork and chicken, and just really rich. You know, the pork belly that comes with it is, you know, it's just fatty enough. It's such a well-balanced dish. I really love it.
And a lot of people will say, oh, ramen, you know, that 99-cent stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
that's, it's this not that is kind not of ramen. No.
Not at all.
There's no packets.
Well, you already mentioned Jose Salazar, who's opened his restaurant, which is number 3 on the list of the top 10 new best new restaurants in Cincinnati in the March issue of Cincinnati Magazine. It's on Republic Street, the eponymously titled Salazar Restaurant.
Right.
So tell us about number 3 here.
Well, it is. It's just he has done a great job. It's a tiny little intimate space. They've got some fun, funky kind of lime green banquettes going along the back room, a beautiful tile floor, and he's doing the kind of food that he loves, you know, that he has worked, like I said, he's worked in some great places. He's worked for Thomas Keller, and, you know, he knows what he's doing. He has the technique, and I think he's just having fun now. I mean, he's working hard, don't say
yes.
But I mean, he's doing his own thing. And when people do their own thing, I think is when they're the most successful.
Cincinnati Edition on 91.7. Let me see. Jen on the east side has another suggestion. Jen, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that Metropole had recently been awarded the number one restaurant in America, according to the Condé Nast Traveling Group. And so how lucky are we to have that here in Cincinnati?
And how lucky we are, and doesn't that fit in well, Joanne? We're going to have to skip number 2 to go to number 1, because that is the number 1 of the top 10.
They are our first choice as well, and I'm not surprised. I was actually, right before I came over here, someone sent me a link that, you know, the 21C Hotel was just written up as, you know, just one of the best hotels that this reviewer had been to, and it had amazing things to say about not just the hotel, but about their experience in Cincinnati, and I'm always happy to read that, you know, when it's coming from a place far outside of Cincinnati.
And Michael Paley doing some amazing work there.
He is. And I think, you know, he is someone who is very humble, and he's quiet. He's more reserved than maybe some of the other chefs on this list. But he is turning out really, really beautiful food, things that are sourced locally, which I have a huge soft spot for, things that, you know, when you are buying from local farmers, you know, local producers and everything, you're not just feeding the people in the community, but, you know, you're keeping the money within the community as well. And he really takes that to heart.
And so we'll jump back from number 1. Thank you, Jen, by the way. And thanks for bringing us up to date on that award for Metropole. Number 1 on the list of the top 10 best new restaurants in Cincinnati in this issue of Cincinnati Magazine. Number 2, they're in the former Masonette space, Boca.
Yes, and so this has been a controversial one. Some people got a little upset that, you know, Boca was not a new restaurant, but we really feel like they qualify for it on this one, because the Boca that was before, both in Northside and in Oakley, you know, was so much of an Italian restaurant, and what they have done is kind of separated that out, and they have taken a lot of the more casual trattoria style cooking, and they've put that downstairs at Soto, and they have let Chef Jeremy Lieb, who again, has worked for amazing people. He worked for Jean Robert years ago, and then I think he was the chef at the Le Cirque in Las Vegas. I know he's worked in France. So, again, another person who has gone away, learned so much, and come back, reinvested in the city. And he is just amazing. He's doing amazing stuff. He's everything from, you know, beef Wellington there to, like, a seafood risotto, which you'll see in the magazine. But really much more of a fine dining, maybe French/continental feel to it, as opposed to the traditional Boca Italian.
And it's nice to see something happening there on 6th Street after it had been dark for so long.
Exactly. You know, and having worked there, I am so happy to see the space be given a new lease on life.
Well, Osmarie in Cincinnati and Vivian in Mainville, I'm sorry we're out of time. We can't take your calls right now, but we greatly appreciate your suggestions all the same. And thanks to everyone who has called and helped out. And thank you to Joanne Drilling, the dining editor of Cincinnati Magazine, the new dining editor. We've been talking about the top 10 best new restaurants in town, the cover story for the magazine's March issue, which is on newsstands now. A link to Cincinnati Magazine available at WVXU.org. Thanks for being here, Joanne.
Thank you.
Had a lot of fun.
Me too.
Though I'm really hungry right now. So. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, a new biography of the Allman Brothers Band. They used to love to play at the Ludlow Garage here in Cincinnati. Conversation with writer Alan Paul about the new bio, One Way Out, next on Cincinnati Edition here on 91.7 WVXU.